Welcome to Lesson 2 of Barry Blesser's Ear Training for Soundscapes and Oral Architecture. In this lesson, we will be comparing selections of sounds in two different kinds of environments, in a concert hall and in a reflection-free space. A spaceless space would be where the sound source and listener are both suspended 300 feet in the air. Such an environment is anechoic, without echoes, and it corresponds to a rural farm just after a heavy winter snowfall. In contrast, the concert hall is a relatively large enclosed space with an interior that absorbs some sounds, especially with an audience present. The reverberation, especially with music, contributes temporal spreading. Each note is extended. In contrast, with anechoic spacelessness, the onset and ending of each note is abrupt. Unlike the examples in Lesson 1, the acoustics of a concert hall are less extreme. Nevertheless, most everyone can hear the contribution of a concert hall acoustics when comparing two cases. A concert hall is simply a representative sample of a space that is relatively large and with a modest reverberation time. We will be listening to five selections of sounds: a horn, piano, trumpet, tenor sax, and street noise through an open window. As a sound source, the piano is more subtle because it has its own natural string decay. Nevertheless, the decay of the piano string has a different personality than the reverberation decay of a concert hall. Let us begin with the tenor sax. We will now hear a piano. We will now hear a trumpet. We will now hear a horn. Finally, we will hear the sounds of street noise as they would enter an open window. Notice that some of the sounds from the street are easier to recognize as being in a space than others. The siren and the dog barking, particularly because they are transients, it is much clearer to hear. The continuous sounds, like the street noise, is harder to hear. This completes the second illustration of oral architecture using two different kinds of spaces, in this case, an anechoic spacelessness and a concert hall. You are encouraged to repeat the listening experiences of this lesson and to listen again to lesson one.